Hey Dave, it's Rob Menyon here. You beat me to it. I've been thinking about getting to Blackmore as well to do something, or at least something based on the idea of Blackmore, the sort of riffing off of that. As you know, I'm sort of up. The adventures are that I'm doing are playing in Greyhawk at the moment, but yeah, Blackmore. And I wonder, would it be better to use the white box rules or something for Blackmore? But anyway, yeah, certainly OSE is as good as any, I suppose. So I hope you have fun. I really look forward to seeing how you adapt the material. I think I'd probably do something in the spirit of Blackmore, but that's me, and that's for the future. Anyway, good luck.
Child out of the cold, and listen how the story's told. From fairy tales to happenstance, the dice rule every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while, we'll roll in that deep percentile.
Looks like we've gone daily. See how long that lasts. I'm recording these a couple of days in advance. Recording this one on a scorching morning. A really hot and humid day yesterday. Laid me out, actually. I barely coped with the sun. That's not like me. I normally berate people for complaining about the weather. Come on, you'd go on holiday for this. You'd pay money for this. And I was on holiday. I didn't have anything particular to do. But yeah, it laid me out, dehydrated or something. It felt really rough. Anyway, feel great this morning thinking about Old School Essentials campaign. I've barely mentioned it on my Discord. Got a full complement of players already. People are enthusiastic about it, so that's good. Yesterday, Blackmore. I read it right. I didn't comment on it. Arneson's intro to the 2005 Zeitgeist Games Blackmore campaign guide. He mentions the quacking dragons. What are the quacking dragons? I do not know. I can't find anybody who does. I haven't been through every one of my sources yet with a fine tooth comb. I've done my control effing on the PDFs that I've got. And I can't find any other mention of the quacking dragons. Nobody in the communities knows what is referred to by the quacking dragons. This has got my imagination going. I'm in my duck phase anyway. So it looks like the quacking dragons. Is it a typo? Oh, yeah, that's not entirely beyond the realms of possibility with these kinds of products. He meant something like the quaking dragons. On the other hand, I think he probably does mean the quacking dragons. What are they? If anybody knows, give me a call. Let me know. Oh, this is killing me. Nobody knows anything. I've emailed half the writing team for the book. I've even emailed David Wesley. Let's see what they can tell me. See if anybody gets back to me. So, oh, I don't care about quacking dragons. Did you catch that? Fantastic thunder. It's been really hot and close. We're going to get an amazing thunderstorm. Just brought the washing in. I think we have a breakthrough. Fellow on one of the Blackmore forums. Claims to be a brother of one of the original Blackmore bunch. No reason to doubt that, really. The name checks out, and this is what he says. A polymorph spell was used, some sort of polymorph spell was used on some ducks to turn them into dragons, but they retained some of their duck behavioural traits. Yeah, sounds likely, sounds about right. any advances. One last bit on quacking dragons. Got a couple of very gracious responses from members of the writing team for the Zeitgeist Games Blackmoor book. One of whom says, yeah, they were from Dave Arneson's campaign. They were dragons that lived in the marshes for various reasons. We didn't end up using them in the book. That is tantalising for me, but I think I'm just going to fill it in myself. I got a very gracious response from David Wesley as well, just saying that unfortunately he didn't remember them from the Blackmoor campaign, but on the other hand, he didn't get as much playing as the other guys because he was off in the army and looked forward to playing when he was back from leave. But thanks everybody for the responses to those, and I look forward to interpreting the Quacking Dragons in my own campaign. And thanks to Menion for the call at the top of the show there. Of course it needed to be said, and it was in the back of my mind. You know, really, BX is not the rules. If you're trying to capture the spirit of the First Fantasy campaign, you're going to want to go OD&D, what is it, Delving Deeper, White Box, something like that. But yeah, I mean, I agree. But Old School Essentials is what I've fixed on playing, and Blackmoor is where we are going. Cheers for the call in. Keep them coming. Keep well, everyone.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter at d_percentile.